I must say. Look at Peter today. I mean, he could be mistaken for a Calvin Klein model. I sometimes think with this noble profile and features that he looks a little bit of a top until he opens his mouth, of course, and then all is revealed. Melbourne, of course, the home of Dame Edna Everidge, and many wonderful theatrical goings on, of which Peter is a prime but a distinctive example. And as an actor myself, I admire the chutzpah and the showbiz nature of Peter's approach to campaigning, particularly with outrage, of course. I was just saying to Peter that it's a pity it's a miniskirt rather than a ball gown to the floor. But I think it's absolutely sensational there should be a blue pack here. And I'm daily reminder to his neighbours that he's in their presence, and to the city as a whole that we're very, very lucky to have Peter with us. And why is he so essential? Because what Peter asks for is nothing less or more than freedom. It's such a simple and righteous demand that we can all support. And yet, why is it so difficult to bring about? Partly because we don't have the energy, we don't have the far-sightedness, and we certainly don't have the bravery of this individual. And if we did, the world would be a better place. And it is shaming, really, and it's one of the reasons why I'm here. I come here to apologize in the sense that I haven't lived up to Peter's standards in devoting time and energy and indeed health to cause which we all share. So he shouldn't be the only, he shouldn't be so remarkable, but he is, because he is absolutely unique. And I couldn't be a stronger supporter of it. In my field of human rights, gay rights, you do what you can. You give money, you write a letter, you argue it out with your friends, go on a march, and on all those occasions you've got things to be attached to come there before you. So he's my hero, and to honour heroes is a good thing to do. Congratulations, Peter. I'm now going to pull down the miniskirt, and we'll see what lies beneath.
And to the speakers who have been so generous in introducing me. It's a great, great honour. I blush. I want to thank Southwark Council for organising this, in particular Samantha the High Taylor, who's put so much effort into making this happen. And of course, to express my extreme gratitude to all the people who voted for me. To be voted for by the people to have this honour is truly a great privilege, and I thank every one of them. I've got to say I'm gratified, but a bit embarrassed. Normally you only get blue plaques when you're dead. And as you can see, I'm very much alive, and I'm hoping to carry on campaigning for another 30 years or more. Spare us. On my father's side, all the uncles and grandparents all did go on to their late 90s, and we're all very active, so I'm hoping I've got their genes and will carry on. But there is much work to be done here and around the world. In this country, we still have a ban on same-sex civil marriage. We still have a ban on gay and bisexual men donating blood, just to mention two of the unfinished campaigns for LGBT human rights. And of course, internationally, you know, we have so many issues. This morning, 1,000 million people woke up with no safe, clean drinking water. You know, that is a blot on the conscience of humanity that we allow that to happen, when we can always find money for weapons and wars, but never, it seems, to cure and solve basic problems like safe, clean drinking water. Okay. As I said, I'm gratified but a bit embarrassed. I mean, there were many other very notable, worthy nominees, so that makes this honour all the more wonderful, and I'm very, very grateful. I'm also really accepting this in large part as a tribute to the many people I've worked with over the years on the various campaigns. Although I've often been the front person, in fact, in reality, it's been a collective team effort. On all the different campaigns I do, it isn't just me, there's a team of people working behind the scenes and sometimes in front to help make things happen. When I look through the outrage years, I think of the literally hundreds of people who were involved in making those spectacular, gorgeous, wonderful protests happen. It wasn't just me, it really was a team effort, and I would pay tribute not just to everyone in Outrage who was part of those campaigns, but of course on all the other campaigns for Zimbabwe, democracy, for human rights in Iran. There are so many people who also deserve great accolade and thanks, and I pay tribute to them now and accept this blue plaque in recognition of their contribution as well. I suppose for me, perhaps the greatest honour, well, this is a great honour, but the greatest honour and privilege has been to work with so many extraordinary, brave, courageous human rights advocates in this country and around the world. And in the last year, particularly, I've done a lot of work to support the democracy activists in Iran, who are literally risking their lives to defend liberty and freedom, to call for free elections, for the rights of workers to organise, for the rights of persecuted ethnic minorities. Those people are really true heroes, and I crawl in their shadow. So I salute them and all the other people around the world who I've worked with, who are making a difference, who are making change. Finally, I'd say that, yes, I've done my bit for human rights, but so have many, many others. I'm just one of millions around the world who are working to make a better world. And slowly and surely, cumulatively and collectively, we are changing the world for the better, and we will leave this world a better place than when we came into it. Thank you.